Harihi Om Sahana Vavatu Sahana Bhunaktu Sahavirayam Karavavahai Tejasvinavaditamastomavidvishavahai Om Shanti 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 Om Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Chaitanya Charitamrita Chapter 10, The Trunk Branches and Sub-Branches of the Chaitanya Tree, Verse 110-92, page 44. When Raghunath Das Goswami approached Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Jagannath Puri, the Lord entrusted him to the care of Sri Damodar, his secretary. Thus they both engaged in the confidential service of the Lord. Srila Prabhupada. This confidential service was the personal care of the Lord. Sri Damodar, acting as his secretary, attended to the Lord's baths, meals, rest, and massages. And Raghunath Das Goswami assisted him. In effect, Raghunath Goswami acted as the assistant secretary of the Lord. 110-93-94. He rendered confidential service to the Lord for 16 years at Jagannath Puri. And after the disappearance of both the Lord and Swarup Damodar, he left Jagannath Puri and went to Vrindavan. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami intended to go to Vrindavan to see the lotus feet of Rupa and Sanatan and then give up his life by jumping from Govardhan Hill. Srila Prabhupada. Jumping from the top of Govardhan Hill is a system of suicide especially performed by saintly persons. After the disappearance of Lord Chaitanya and Swarup Damodar, Raghunath Das Goswami keenly felt separation from these two exalted personalities, and therefore he decided to give up his life by jumping from Govardhan Hill in Vrindavan. Before doing so, however, he wanted to see the lotus feet of Srila Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami. 110-95-100. Thus, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami came to Vrindavan, visited Srila Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami, and offered them his obeisances. These two brothers, however, did not allow him to die. They accepted him as their third brother and kept him in their company. Because Raghunath Das Goswami was an assistant to Swarup Damodar, he knows so much about the external and internal features of the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. Thus, the two brothers, Rupa and Sanatan, always used to hear of this from him. Raghunath Das Goswami gradually gave up all food and drink but a few drops of buttermilk. As a daily duty, he regularly offered 1,000 obeisances to the Lord, chanted at least 100,000 holy names, and offered obeisances to 2,000 Vaishnavas. Day and night, he rendered service within his mind to Radha and Krishna, and for 3 hours a day, he discoursed about the character of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Prabhupada. We have many things to learn about bhajan, or worship of the Lord, by following the footsteps of Raghunath Das Goswami. All the Goswamis engaged in such transcendental activities, as described by Srinivasacharya in his poem about them, Krishnat Kirtana Gana Narta Naparo Premamritam Bo Nidhi. Following in the footsteps of Raghunath Das Goswami, Srila Rupa Goswami, and Sanatan Goswami, one has to execute devotional service very strictly, specifically by chanting the holy name of the Lord. Mm-hmm. Right, so they're very strict about these things. These are the aspects, because we see is that they're fully absorbed in the Lord. So the position of not making any, wasting any time, that's the symptom of bhava, right? So they're always absorbed in bhajan, in chanting, offering obeisances, discussions about the Lord's, associating with the devotees, rendering service. All these things they're always doing, and so, and they do that in a regular way. Like Raghunath Das, he says many things to learn from Raghunath Das Goswami, right? So his sadhana is known as like written in stone. So that means fixed. That's quite steady, right? So with that aspect of being fixed like that, then this is the approach. Right, so we have to be very careful that the approach is not going the other way. That always we advance, it doesn't matter the rules, it's just whatever, like that. Means one may be, have that kind of aspect that he's always engaged in the Lord. It may have a variety of services. It may not be as always exactly the same every day. But the point is that the essential point of the bhajan is he's always engaged in the Krishna service. Does that make sense? So the symptom's not, you don't have to follow the rules. The symptom is you're always engaged in service. Right? Because you're engaged in service, therefore it's not dependent on rules. Does that make sense? You want to get up in the morning to serve the Lord. You want to chant your rounds. So it's not that you have to chant this much. That's the meaning of not depending on rules. So one is very fixed in this way. Does that make sense? So we see the Goswami is a slightly different approach to this. Yeah?
But Maharaj, we see that the Goswamis, they don't sleep so much, they don't eat so much.
No, they don't. The less you eat, the less you sleep. The two go together. They're friends.
But sometimes the less you sleep, the more you eat.
Well, that's if you start getting nervous.
If you start from less sleep. Because when you start from less eating, then you sleep less. If you sleep less, then...
And still eat the same.
More.
Then you start eating more, yes, for the energy. And to, yeah. Yes, so you have to, adjust them together.
Yes.
So we need to follow, but not to imitate.
Yes, because the point is they're showing the just they're so absorbed in all that. So the point is we're making that attempt to be absorbed, but the absorption is the main thing because he's absorbed. Therefore, he's not drinking. It's not that he's sitting around and ooh, I'm so hungry, but no, just another couple of drops today, like that. Ooh, that looks good. No, we're only taking. He's not doing that. He's just so absorbed that they just don't remember about that. It'll come up that. They're so absorbed that they would sleep 1.5 hours a day. Yes. But sometimes they'd forget.
Yes.
They'd be so absorbed in Krishna, they'd just forget about sleeping and just talk the whole night about Lord Chaitanya. Mm-hmm. So then like that, that's the aspect that we're looking for. So we have to look on that positive side. It means we're always careful to see that we don't, not engage in Krishna service. So we're avoiding things that will distract us. But at the same time, it's the point of being fully absorbed. That's the main thing. That's what we're trying to attain.
Yes. Okay.
Maharaj, here we find about Raghunath Das Goswami, a few things that he was doing regularly. So during the month of Kartik, when devotees take some vows or following a particular niyam and everything, that is just because they want to become steady in that particular thing. That's the reason why, so that they can continue then for the next year if they practice it for 1 month. So if they, is it something like that, that they can continue it? Because
can you continue if you practice? The point is practice is what makes everything work. But the point is that's why vows and that are there, so that you have a time when you practice and then you see. And if it works, then you can continue. But if the point is it should be something that's natural.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. The thing is to be absorbed in Krishna and doing things connected to Krishna. So the vows will be some kind of service. But we also have to remember that the reason we're doing them is to remember the Lord, be absorbed in the Lord. That's the thing. So there's this balance. See, is that this thing of it's about following some vrata, that's not actually the point. It's about remembering Krishna. But then to say, oh, so we don't need vratas, we can just, we don't, then what are you going to do to remember Krishna? Does that make sense? Sri Raghunath Das Goswami took 3 baths daily in the Radhakund lake. As soon as he found a Vaishnav residing in Vrindavan, he would embrace him and give him all respect. He engaged himself in devotional service for more than 22.5 hours a day, and for less than 2 hours he slept. although on some days that also was not possible. I am struck with wonder when I hear about the devotional service he executed. I accept Srila Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami as my guides. So this is, we are always wondering why. So this is what he said. This is, he said here. Why those Sri Rupa Raghunatha Pade? Srila Prabhupada. Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami accepted Raghunatha Das Goswami as his special guide. Therefore, at the end of every chapter, he says, Sri Rupa Raghunatha Pade, Jara Asha Chaitanya Charitamrita Kahe Krishna Das. Sometimes it is misunderstood that by using the word Raghunatha, he wanted to offer his respects to Raghunath Bhatta Goswami. For it is sometimes stated that Raghunath Bhatta Goswami was his initiating spiritual master. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami does not approve of this statement. He does not accept Raghunath Bhatta Goswami as the spiritual master of Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami.
When we say about the Sikh Goswami, nobody took sannyas in the Sikh Goswami. Nobody took officially sannyas.
I mean, we've never heard that they have or haven't, but the point is they're living as Vaishnava sannyasis.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? They're not living as Tridandi sannyasis. They're just living in that fourth stage as Paramahamsa.
Okay.
You understand? Yes. Like that.
It's above the Tridandi sannyasis.
It's where someone is just absorbed in their bhajana service to Krishna, like that. So they're not necessarily going out and preaching. Though the Goswamis are always preaching, so it's not the Paramahamsas don't preach. It's just they don't travel and preach. They generally sit in one place. You know, one place for them meant Vrindavan.
Yes.
So the various places in Vrindavan, because sometimes they would be sitting, you know, in various places. So sometimes you know, at the temples, you know, in Vrindavan, sometimes out at, Tirukadamba was a place, yes, where they used to sit. You know, so they would have their places. And at the same time, it's not that they're not, they're writing books, they're, anybody who comes to them, they're giving instruction and guidance. So in this way, they're spiritual masters of the whole world, but they're not following, they don't have to follow those specific rules of the sannyasis, because sannyasis, you know, they technically, and they're following strictly, they're only staying a certain amount of time in one place and these kinds of things like that. And so they're just doing their aspect. They're not Babaji's, right? But they're Paramahamsa sannyasis.
And what is the difference, between Babaji and Paramahamsa sannyasis?
The Babaji is specifically just sitting down and just chanting, and that he does his bhajan generally in a lonely place, doesn't move around much unless it's something like from one holy place to another, or there's some gathering of the Vaishnavas for some kind of sangha. He might go for these, but he's not going out for preaching programs like that. He generally just stays in his place. So, in one sense, you can say there's no difference, but at the same time, we make a difference because there's those who then are known as Babaji's, and they just, they claim to be that they're being like the Goswamis when they're not exactly. Does that make sense? So, the Paramahamsa Sannyas, the Babaji, is technically the same thing.
Yes.
But we're just making a distinction, like, we, you know, within those who don't really follow the rules and are absorbed in bhajan, like the sahajiyas, and then the Goswamis, where they're engaged nicely in the sadhana, right? But it's sadhana that they've found favorable for their practice. You know what I'm saying? It means within all the different things, they're focusing on something. So the hearing, chanting, the you know, remembering Krishna, the
so. Yes. It seems that we see that all the Sikh Goswami and more devotees are writing books. Many are writing books.
Yes, look, writing books is good.
It's one of the main. They all receive that service.
Yes, well, Lord Chaitanya has asked them to do it, so it's naturally going to be there. And so then they, because they're writing the books on which everybody else is writing books. These Lord Chaitanya speaking, based on that speaking, they're writing books. And then they're writing books, then others coming after them are writing books. Right? There's no point in writing something outside of that. But you see, Raghunath Das Goswami wasn't so much writing books, it said he's only written three. But you see that every day, 3 hours, he would discuss on Lord Chaitanya, and that's like official. You know, he would sit, and everyone would come, they would discuss. That's why Rupa Sanatana wanted him to stay, because he's 16 years of Lord Chaitanya as the assistant secretary. You know, and it's always associated with Sarupa Damodar. So then, what he has to say and everything is going to be very special. Yeah, so these things, these all come up. People have these hearsays and that about Raghunath Bhatta Goswami was his initiating spiritual master. Okay. 110, 104 to 105. I shall later explain very elaborately how all these devotees met Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Gopal Bhatta Goswami, the 47th branch, was one of the great and exalted branches of the tree. He always engaged in discourses about love of Godhead in the company of Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami. Srila Prabhupada. Sri Gopal Bhatta Goswami was the son of Venkatabhatta, a resident of Sri Rangam. Gopal Bhatta formerly belonged to the disciplic succession of the Ramanuja Sampradaya, but later became part of the Gaudiya Sampradaya. In the year 1433, Shakabda, AD 1511, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was touring South India, he stayed for 4 months during the period of Chaturmasi at the house of Venkatabhatta, who then got the opportunity to serve the Lord to his heart's content. Gopal Bhatta also got the opportunity to serve the Lord at this time. Sri Gopal Bhatta Goswami was later initiated by his uncle, the great sannyasi Prabodhananda Saraswati. Both the father and the mother of Gopal Bhatta Goswami were extremely fortunate, for they dedicated their entire lives to the service of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They allowed Gopal Bhatta Goswami to go to Vrindavan, and they gave up their lives thinking of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Lord Chaitanya was later informed that Gopal Bhatta Goswami had gone to Vrindavan and met Sri Rupa Sanatana Goswami, he was very pleased, and he advised Sri Rupa Sanatana to accept Gopal Bhatta Goswami as a younger brother and take care of him. Sri Sanatana Goswami, out of his great affection for Gopal Bhatta Goswami, compiled the Vaishnav Smriti. Oh, did I say Sri Sanatana Goswami?
Yes, you did.
I did, okay. Out of his great affection, compiled the Vaishnav Smriti named Hari Bhakti Vilas and published it under his name. Under the instruction of Srila Rupa and Sanatan, Gopal Bhatta Goswami installed one of the seven principal deities of Vrindavan, the Radharaman deity. The Saivites, priests of the Radharaman temple, belonged to the Gaudiya Sampradaya. But Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami took permission from all the Vaishnavas before writing Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Gopal Bhatta Goswami also gave him his blessings, but he requested him not to mention his name in his book. Therefore, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has mentioned Gopal Bhatta Goswami only very cautiously in one or two passages of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Srila Jiva Goswami has written in the beginning of his Tattva Sandarbha, a devotee from southern India who was born in a Brahmin family and was very intimate friend of Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, has written a book that he has not compiled chronologically. Therefore, I, a tiny living entity known as Jiva, am trying to assort the events of the book chronologically, consulting the direction of great personalities like Madhvacharya, Sridhar Swami, Ramanujacharya, and other senior Vaishnavas in the disciplic succession. In the beginning of the Bhagavat Sandarbha, there are similar statements by Srila Jiva Goswami. Srila Gopal Bhatta Goswami compiled a book called... So that means he composed the original, form of the Sandarbhas. like that. Mm-hmm. But as he said, it wasn't necessarily chronological. He just took all the essential points and all the teachings of Lord Chaitanya,
mm-hmm.
and compiled them together. So Jiva Goswami's taken that and then put it chronologically as the Satsandarbhas.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Srila Gopal Bhatta Goswami compiled a book called Satkriya Sar Deepika, edited the Hari Bhakti Vilas, wrote a foreword to this Satsandarbha, and a commentary on the Krishna Karinamrita. So he wrote a foreword. Do we have that foreword? No, you should look for that. It'll be interesting. And installed the Radharman deity in Vrindavan. In the Gauranga Deepika 184, it is mentioned that his previous name in the pastimes of Lord Krishna was Ananga Manjari. Sometimes he is also said to have been an incarnation of Guna Manjari. Srinivasacharya and Gopinath Pujari were two of his disciples. The Acharya Shankararanya was considered the 48th branch of the original tree. From him proceeded the sub-branches known as Mukunda, Kashinath, and Rudra, Srila Prabhupada. It is said that Shankararanya was the sannyas name of Srila Vishwarupa, who was the elder brother of Vishwambar, the original name of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Shankararanya expired in 1432 Shakabda, A.D. 1510, at Sholapur, where there is a place of pilgrimage known as Pandarapur. This is referred to in the Madhya Lila, chapter 9, verses 299 and 300.
Now, this is the city called Pandarpur in Maharashtra?
Mm-hmm. Yes, Pandarpur. That's where Vetal is. The Vetalnath deity.
Yes.
It's very, very unique. Because, you have the Pancharatrik regulations that the Pujaris, they can touch the deities. But there's also the regulation we should touch the feet of the deities. So then we see in South India, then the one devotee, then he prayed to the Lord that everybody get that benediction. And so then the solution was that we have the shatari, it's kind of like it looks like a helmet, but at the same time it's got the Lord's shoes on top.
Yes.
And that's touched on all the devotees' heads.
Yes.
So in that way everybody can touch their heads to the deity's feet. So that's generally the Pancharatrik method. Mm-hmm. Like that. But somehow or another this temple is very unique in that anybody who comes in can go in and take darshan and touch the lotus feet of the deity. And it's the only temple Pancharatrik that does that. So it's not something, oh, well, we could do that. No, it's just, they do that. Like that. But at the same time, as there is also, you know, it means there's two lines. One, you take darshan. Yeah, they call it charan, muk darshan. Means the face. You know, you see from quite a ways away. And the charan darshan, where you stand in line for 4 or 5 hours, and then you can see his lotus feet. So lots of devotees are in, that's why it's 4 or 5 hours, because
yes.
Lots of devotees are in that line.
Yes, yes. Different queue.
Different
queue.
Yes, different queue. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur writes in his Anubhashya, quote, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu opened a primary school in the house of Mukunda, or Mukunda Sanjaya, and Mukunda's son, whose name was Purushottama, became the Lord's student. Kashinath arranged the marriage of Lord Chaitanya in his previous ashram, when his name was Vishwampara. Kashinath induced the court pandit, Sanatana, to offer Vishwambar his daughter. In text 50 of the Gauranga Deepika, it is mentioned that Kashinath was an incarnation of the Brahmana Kulaka, whom Satyajit sent to arrange the marriage of Krishna and Satyabhama. And in text 135, it is mentioned that Rudra, or Sri Rudra Rama Pandit, was formerly a friend of Lord Krishna's named Varutapa. Sri Rudra Rama Pandit constructed a big temple at Vallabhapura, which is 1 mile north of Mahesha, for the deities named Radhavallabha, the descendants of his brother, Yadunanda Vandopadhyaya, are known as Chakrabarti Thakurs, and they are in charge of the maintenance of this temple as Saivites. Formerly, the Jagannath Deity used to come to the temple of Radhavallabha from Mahesha during the Rath Yatra festival. But in the Bengali year 1262, AD 1855, due to a misunderstanding between the priests of the two temples, the Jagannath Deity stopped coming.
Even today, that their Rath Yatra is very famous, Mahesh.
Oh, that's the Mahesh Rath Yatra. Oh, I see it. It's Mahesh Ganj. No, that's here. It's Mahesh Ganj. Yeah, yeah. I think it's considered one of the biggest.
Oldest, so more famous. It's the oldest Rath Yatra.
Yeah, so it's very famous. But before our Rath Yatra, it was considered the biggest or most famous. But once ours started, then the only thing bigger was Puri.
Where is this place, Mahesh? Which one?
It is at Vallabhapura. 1 mile north of, means 1 mile south of Vallabhapura. Yeah, yeah. It's somewhere between here and Calcutta. On either this side or that side of the Ganga. Means it's one of the three deities, Radhavallabha. There's three.
Karda.
Huh?
In Karda there are two, and Radhavallabha
is the third one. Yeah. So they're known as the three brothers. So this is the Govinda Gopinath and Madan Mohan in Vrindavan. Yes. It's their form here in Bengal.
Okay.
So I'm not sure which acharya did, but he was up north in let's see. What's 2 hours north of here? You're going by train? It's the main city up there. No.
Murshidabad?
No. Murshidabad. I think that's a district. But there's a city up there in that side. So there's a king who was up there. And he had a big, huge fort, big walls, and that right on the Ganges. And this acharya, then he went to the king and said that there's a particular stone in your wall he would like to have. You know, and the king asked, why? Because he wants to make deities. And so then the king said, sure, you can have it, because he was a Muslim king. You can have it as long as, you know, and said, but how will you take it? You know, like that. You know, so he says, if you can float it down the Ganga without a boat, just on its own, you can have it. So he said, okay. They went out there and arranged people. They picked up the stone, put it out in the water, and he floated it down river. And there then it was carved into the three deities, and they were installed in their different places. Like that. So in Bengal, amongst the Bengali Vaishnavas, these three temples are very... Like you have the... you've heard of the Radhavallabhi Kachoris? No. Prabhupada used to make theirs, his favorite. They're a different way of generally making. They boil the ur dal, you know, and so it's dry. And then you roll it into little balls, you know, small balls. And then they'll take that and they'll have these different bowls, one with salt, one with chili powder, I think maybe hing, some dunya, something like this. And you put the ball in all these four. Then that goes inside the dough, and then that's deep fried. You know kachoris?
Yeah.
Okay. Otherwise, I was going to say that was a close one. So Radhavallabhi, they're very famous of kachoris. They're the special kind of kachori. So they're from this temple of Radhavallabhi. They make for him. So because of that, they make there. That's how then everybody else makes. So they're called Radhavallabhi because they're from there, the recipe. And so you'll see Bengalis in so many places make them. But they're not just a regular kachoris, which generally are, you know, a lot more muscle on that, a little bit closer to your, you know, more like your North Indian. A little more pleasant and sweet, but these ones are quite a different. Okay. Srinath Pandit, the 49th branch, was the beloved recipient of all the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Everyone in the three worlds was astonished to see how he worshipped Lord Krishna. Srila Prabhupada. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur writes in his Anubhashya, about 1.5 miles away from Kumarahatta, or Kumarhatta, which is a few miles from Calcutta, is a village known as Kancharapada, which is the home of Sri Sivananda Sen. There he constructed a temple of Sri Gaur Gopal. Srinath Pandit established another temple there with Sri Radha Krishna Murtis. The deity of that temple is named Sri Krishna Rai. The temple of Krishna Rai, which was constructed in the year Shakabda 1708, A.D. 1786, by a prominent zamindar named Nimai Malik of Paturia Ghat in Calcutta, is very large. There's a big courtyard in front of the temple, and there are residential quarters for visitors and good arrangements for cooking prasadam. The entire courtyard is surrounded by very high boundary walls, and the temple is almost as big as the Mahesha temple. Inscribed on a tablet are the names of Srinath Pandit and his father and grandfather, and the date of construction of the temple. Srinath Pandit, one of the disciples of Advaita Prabhu, was the spiritual master of the third son of Sivananda Sen, who was known as Paramananda, Kavi Karnapur. It is said that Krishna Rai Deity was installed during the time of Kavi Karnapur. According to hearsay, Virabhadra Prabhu, the son of Nityananda Prabhu, brought a big stone from Mashurabad. Okay, so he's the one who brought it, Virabhadra. Here's the story. So Mashurabad, from which three deities were carved, namely Radhavallabha Vigraha of Vallabhapura, the Shamasundara Vigraha of Karadaha, and Sri Krishna Rai Vigrahai of Kancharapada. The home of Sivananda Sen was situated on the bank of the Ganges near an almost ruined temple. It is said that the same Nimai Malik of Calcutta saw this broken down temple of Krishna Rai while he was going to Benares and thereafter constructed the present temple.
Like these three deities you said, they represent
Madan Mohan and Govinda. Yeah, Govinda,
Gopinath, Madan Mohan. Which are they? Mm-hmm.
That we'd have to ask P.D. Vardhana Maharaj, because he goes to the programs. Because they have programs every year, big programs that they all do. So he goes, takes the boys. Okay. Like that. They never talked about that?
No.
I don't remember,
but they definitely remember. Yeah. 110, 108 through 110. Jagannath Acharya, the 50th branch of the Chaitanya tree, was an extremely dear servant of the Lord, by whose order he decided to live on the bank of the Ganges. Footnote 3. Jagannath Acharya is stated in the Gorgano Dashtipike 111 to have formerly been Durvasa of Niduvan. Okay. The 51st branch of the Chaitanya tree was Krishnadas Vaidya. The 52nd was Pandit Shekara. The 53rd was Kavi Chandra. And the 54th was Shastivara, who was a great kirtan performer. Shastivara. Oh, yeah, we had someone here in Mayapur. He was good at kirtan, especially Madangi. His name was Shastivara. Footnote 4. In the Gorgana Dashtipika 171, it is mentioned that Kavi Chandra was Manohara Gopi and that Srinath Misra, mentioned in the next verse, was Chitrangi. The 55th branch was Srinath Misra. The 56th was Subhananda. 57th was Sri Rama. The 58th was Ishana. The 59th was Sri Nidhi. The 60th was Sri Gopikanta. And the 61st was Misra Bhagavan. Srila Prabhupada. Subhananda, who formerly lived in Vrindavan as Malati, was one of the kirtan performers who danced in front of the Rathyatra cart during the Jagannath festival. It is said that he ate the foam that came out of the mouth of the Lord while he danced before the Rath Yatra car. Ishan was the personal servant of Srimati Sachi Devi, who showered her mercy upon him. He was also very dear to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. 110, 111. The 62nd branch of the tree was Subhuti Misra. The 63rd was Hridayananda. The 64th was Kamala Nayana. The 65th was Mahesha Pandit. The 66th was Shrikara. And the 67th was Sri Madhusudana. Srila Prabhupada. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur writes in his Anubhashya, Subhuti Misra, who was formerly Gunachuda in Vrindavan, installed Gornitai deities in a temple in the village known as Belagon, which is about 3 miles away from Srikanda. His present descendant is known as Govinda Chandra Goswami. 110, 112. The 68th branch of the original tree was Purushottama. The 69th was Sri Galima. The 70th was Jagannath Das. The 71st was Sri Chandrasekhar Avaidya, whose house Lord Chaitanya stayed at in Varanasi. And the 72nd was Dvija Haridas. Srila Prabhupada. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur writes in his Anupasya, there is some question about whether Dvija Haridas was the author of Astotara Satanam. He had two sons named Sri Dhamma and Gokulananda, who were disciples of Sri Advaita Acharya. Their village, Kanchanagaria, is situated within 5 miles of the Baja Rasau station, the fifth station from Ajimaganj. Okay. In the district of Murshidabad in West Bengal. So that'll be a little bit north of here. The 73rd branch of the original tree was Ramadas. The 74th was Kavichandra. The 75th was Sri Gopal Das. The 76th was Bhagavat Acharya. And the 77th was Thakur Sharanga Das. Srila Prabhupada. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati writes in his Anubhashya, In the Gaur Ganodesh Deepika 203, it is said, Bhagavat Acharya compiled a book entitled Krishna Prema Tarangini, and he was the most beloved devotee of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited Varaha Nagara, now a suburb of Calcutta, he stayed in the house of a most fortunate Brahmin who was a very learned scholar in Bhagavat literature. As soon as this Brahmin saw Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he began to read Srimad Bhagavatam. When Mahaprabhu heard his explanations, which expounded Bhakti Yoga, he immediately became unconscious in ecstasy. Lord Chaitanya later said, I have never heard such a nice explanation of Srimad Bhagavatam. I therefore designate you Bhagavat Acharya. Your only duty is to recite Srimad Bhagavatam. That is my injunction. End quote. His real name was Raghunath. His monastery, which is situated in Varaha Nagara, about 3.5 miles north of Calcutta on the bank of the Ganges, still exists and is managed by the initiated disciples of the late Sri Ramadas Babaji. Presently, however, it is not as well managed as in the presence of Babaji Maharaj. Another name of Thakur Sharanga Das was Sharanga Thakur. Sometimes he was also called Sharangapani or Sharangatara. He was a resident of Navadweep in the neighborhood known as Modadrumadweep, and he used to worship the Supreme Lord in a secluded place on the bank of the Ganges. He was not accepting disciples, but he was repeatedly being inspired from within by the Supreme Personality of Godhead to do so. Thus one morning he decided, whomever I see, I shall make my disciple. When he went to the bank of the Ganges to take his bath, by chance he saw a dead body floating in the water, and he touched it with his feet. This immediately brought the body to life, and Sharanga Thakur Das accepted him as his disciple. This disciple later became famous as Thakur Murari, and his name is always associated with that of Sri Sharanga. His disciplic succession still inhabits the village of Sar. There's a temple at Mamgachi that is said to have been started by Sharanga Thakur. Not long ago, yes, I think. So then, okay, the story's from there, because they talk about Sharanga Thakur when he was small, he'd go up and slap the tigers, and, you know, he'd play with it anyway, because, you know, he didn't have any problems. Not long ago, a new temple building was erected in front of a bokul tree there, and it is now being managed by the members of the Gaudiya Math. It is said that the management of the temple is now far better than before. In the Gaura-Ganura Dashtipika 172, it is stated that Sharanga Thakur was formerly a gopi named Nandimukhi. Some devotees say he was formerly Prahlad Maharaj, but Sri Kavikarnapur says that his father, Shivananda Sen, does not accept this proposition. So he wrote his book, so his father's looking at it like that. No, no, not this. One ten, 114. The 78th branch of the original tree was Jagannath Tirtha. The 79th was the Brahmana Sri Janakinatha. The 80th was Gopalacharya. And the 81st was the Brahmana Vaninath, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur writes in his Anupasya. Jagannath Tirtha was one of the 9 principal sannyasis who were Lord Chaitanya's associates. Vaninath Vipra was a resident of Champahati, a village in the district of Burdwan near the town of Navadvip. So generally you set from Navadvip, when you go a little farther down the Ganga, then that's Champahati. The police station of Purvastali and the post office of Samudragada. The temple there was very much neglected, but it was renovated in the Bengali year 1328, AD 1921, by Sri Paramananda Brahmachari, one of Sri Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's disciples, who reorganized the Seva Puja, worship of the temple, and placed the temple under the management of the Sri Chaitanya Math of Sri Mayapur. In the temple as it now exists, the deity of Gaura Garadhar is worshipped strictly according to the principles of the revealed scriptures. Champahati is 2 miles away from both Samudagar and the Navadvip station of the Eastern Railway. We used to have here in the 80s, because we had one of the boys here, went to school here, Rampati. So his uncle was the pujari at that temple. Like that. He's a member of Gaudiya Math, and I think he was a Babaji. But he did the puja there. Like that. But now and again he would come over to visit. I guess when he went to see the Yogpeet or that, he'd come by. The 3 brothers, Govinda, Madhava, and Vasudeva, were the 82nd, 83rd, and 84th branches of the tree. Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda used to dance in their kirtan performances. Srila Prabhupada, the 3 brothers, Govinda, Madhava, and Vasudeva Ghosh, all belonged to a Kayastha family. Govinda established the Gopinath temple in Agradeep, where he resided. Madhava Ghosh was expert in performing kirtan. No one within this world could compete with him. He was known as the singer of Vrindavan, who was very dear to Sri Nityananda Prabhu. It is said that when the 3 brothers performed Sankirtana, immediately Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda would dance in ecstasy. According to the Gaura-Ganura Dashtipika 188, the 3 brothers were formerly Kalavati, Rasolasa, and Guna Tunga, who recited the songs composed by Sri Vishaka Gopi. The 3 brothers were among one of the 7 parties that performed Sankirtana when Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu attended the Rath Yatra festival at Jagannath Puri. Vakresha Pandit was the chief dancer in their party. This is vividly described in the Madhya Lila chapter 13, verses 42 and 43. Because these now we just use a mic and there's one big kirtan, but then, you know, it's like a few people around the kirtan and everyone else just kind of walks. But before, they would do smaller kirtans. And so that you could, you know, then you could hear, so that everybody could be around in that. So there would be 7 parties for the Rath Yatra. And so you'd have the main singer, and then generally you'd have 3 assistant singers. They would sing at the same time. So you have four people singing at the same time. You can hear for quite a distance. So you can do a big... They used to do here in the temple, in Chandragoya Mandir, before there was miking. So in the 70s, there were no mics. Early 70s, there was no mics. Early mid, like that. So then, that's how they did the evening kirtan. So, and then you have, you know, it'll mention all the details there, and then you had the head dancer. Yes. The head dancer, he's always dancing, and that way everybody else becomes encouraged, and like this. So you have the main singer, the main dancer, you know, then you have the dungas, the kartals, there would be proportion, yes. And that way then it would come out very nicely. One 10, 116 to 119. Ramadasa Abhirama was fully absorbed in the mellow of friendship. He made a flute of a bamboo stick with 16 knots. By the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so either that it's very big or the knots are very close together. By the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, three devotees accompanied Lord Nityananda Prabhu when he returned to Bengal to preach. These three were Ramadas, Madhava Ghosh, and Vasudev Ghosh. Govinda Ghosh, however, remained with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Jagannath Puri and thus felt great satisfaction. Bhagavat Acharya, Chiranjiva, Sri Raghunandana, Madhavacharya, Kamala Kanta, and Sri Yarunandana were all among the branches of the Chaitanya tree. Srila Prabhupada. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur writes in his Anubhasya. Sri Madhavacharya was the husband of Lord Nityananda's daughter, Ganga Devi. He took initiation from Purushottama, a branch of Nityananda Prabhu. It is said that when Nityananda Prabhu's daughter married Madhavacharya, the Lord gave him the village named Panjinagara as a dowry. Madhavacharya's temple is situated near the Jirat railway station on the Eastern Railway. According to Gauranadesh Deepika, Sri Madhavacharya was formerly the gopi named Madhavi. Kamalakanta belonged to the branch of Sri Advaita Prabhu. His full name was Kamalakanta Vishwasa. 110, 120. Okay, because this is the 10th chapter, so. Jagai and Madhai, the 89th and 90th branches of the tree. Okay. Our boys made it. Okay. There's hope. Okay. Were the greatest recipients of Lord Chaitanya's mercy. These two brothers were the witnesses who proved that Lord Chaitanya was rightly named Patita Pavana, the deliverer of the fallen souls. I guess if someone asks, okay, you know, what gotra are you in? Jagai Madhai. Yeah, because otherwise, normally it's said, what do we call it? Achuta. Oh, Achuta, that's the devotional, but I'm saying if you're working on the other, then. Who? No. Diti's husband. Kasyapa, that we call the Kasyapa, because all the demons come out of that side. So. That's also, so you can also say that, so you know, Kasyapa or Jagai Madhai, you know, or Achuta, if you just don't know.
Most of the Brahmins in India took from Kasyapa.
Yeah. No, it's a very big book. No, it doesn't mean that someone's a demon, because it just means that the demons also come there, so that way we can fit in. you know, it's kind of like you have the picture on the side, you know, you just kind of sneak in.
Yes, yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah. Oh, so you're talking about they're coming down from the Aditi line. You might be coming from the Diti line. There's also an option, maybe the Danya line. Because you have the Daityas and the Danavas, and they're all Kasyapas. So depends on whether you're more refined or less refined.
And also all the reptiles, everything.
Yeah. So I'm just saying, you know, crocodiles made it. Surely we can kind of squeeze in there. Right?
Maybe from where the whole conspiracy theory is coming from.
Which
reptiles.
One? Of the reptiles. Oh, yeah.
Same gotras.
So the what was it? Shape-changing, shape-shifting reptilians. Okay, so yeah. Okay.
Relatives?
Maybe relatives, yeah. Srila Prabhupada, in the Gauranga Deepika 1:15, it is said that the two brothers, Jaga and Madhai, were formerly the doorkeepers named Jaya and Vijaya, who later became Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu. Jaga and Madhai were born in respectable Brahmin families, but they adopted the professions of thieves and rogues, and thus became implicated in all kinds of undesirable activities, especially woman hunting, intoxication, and gambling. Later, by the grace of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Nityananda Prabhu, they were initiated, and they got the chance to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. As a result of chanting, both brothers became exalted devotees of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The descendants of Madhai still exist, and they are respectable brahmanas. The tombs of these two brothers, Jagai and Madhai, are in a place known as Goshahata, or Madhai Talagram, which is situated about 1 mile south of Katwa. It is said that Sri Gopi Charan Das Babaji established a temple of Nittai Gaur at this place about 250 years ago. Okay, so that's over there, because the Ghat, that's up here. Like that, yeah. 110, 121 to 126. I have given a brief description of the devotees of Lord Chaitanya in Bengal. Actually, his devotees are innumerable. I have especially mentioned all these devotees because they accompanied Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Bengal and Orissa and served him in many ways. Footnote 5. Most of the devotees of Lord Chaitanya lived in Bengal and Orissa. Thus they are celebrated as Gaudiyas and Uriyas. Let me briefly describe some of the devotees of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri. Among the devotees who accompanied the Lord in Jagannath Puri, two of them, Paramananda Puri and Swarup Damodar, are the heart and soul of the Lord. Among the other devotees were Garadhara, Jagadananda, Shankara, Vakreshwara, Damodar Pandit, Thakur Haridas, Raghunath Vaidya, and Raghunath Das. Srila Prabhupada. The Chaitanya Bhagavat, Antyakanda, Chapter 5, states that Raghunath Vaidya came to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when the Lord was staying at Panihati. He was a great devotee and had all good qualities. According to the Chaitanya Bhagavat, he was formerly Revati, the wife of Balaram. Anyone he glanced upon would immediately attain Krishna consciousness. He lived on the seashore at Jagannath Puri and compiled a book of the name Stana Nirupana. 110, 127 to 130. Oh, we missed out. You didn't get to say 110, 130. Okay.
Next time.
Yeah, okay. All these devotees were associates of the Lord from the very beginning. And when the Lord took up residence in Jagannath Puri, they remained there to serve him faithfully. All the devotees who resided in Bengal used to visit Jagannath Puri every year to see the Lord. Now let me enumerate the devotees of Bengal who first came to see the Lord at Jagannath Puri. There was Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, one of the biggest branches of the tree of the Lord, and his sister's husband, Sri Gopinath Acharya. Oh, so the brother-in-laws, okay. Srila Prabhupada. The original name of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was Vasudev Bhattacharya. His birthplace of birth, which is known as Vidyanagar, is about 2.5 miles away from the Navadvip railway station, or Champahati railway station. His father was a very much celebrated man of the name Maheshwara Visharada. It is said that Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was the greatest logician of his time in India. Right, so not just in Bengal or just among our side, it means in India. At Mithila in Bihar, he became a student of a great professor named Pakshadhara Mishra, who did not allow any student to note down his explanations of logic, but they had to remember them. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was so talented, however, that he learned the explanations by heart. And when he later returned to Navadvipa, he established a school for the study of logic, thus diminishing the importance of Mithila, right? Because they didn't let anyone take notes because they were worried about that their place had to be the main points of knowledge. Yeah. But then he memorized it all and then started. So that's how the Navanyaya came up. Because they're known for their logic, their nyaya. But then Navadvipa, here was developed Navanyaya, which is considered even superior in its form of being able to present arguments. So that's the system. That's the one we use. Right? Students from various parts of India still came to Navadvipa to study logic. According to some authoritative opinions, the celebrated logician Raghunath Shiromani was also a student of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's. In effect, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya became the leader of all students of logic. Although he was a grihastha householder, he even taught many sannyasis in the knowledge of logic.
It seems that logic is a many persons study logic.
Yes, it's very popular. Because it's how you can present, you can also understand what's going on, how the shastras are presenting. But many also study it because they like arguing. Right? So Manu mentions that, I think it's of those those in the mode of passion, right? Because he takes who's in goodness, passion, and ignorance, and then divides each mode by three to give levels. So then I think it's like kings are in passion of passion, and these Brahmins who like to argue are in goodness of passion.
Yes.
So it's still passion, because it's a battle of words.
Yes.
Like that. So it's still an argument, but it's so. But yes, very popular. Because you can establish, yes?
In the case of Kashmir, did he know about Bhattacharya, that he was the...
I'm not sure if he made it that far, because he only got down to Navadvipa and then being defeated. Then he became a devotee, so then he didn't worry about these things. He started a school at Jagannath Puri for the study of Vedanta philosophy, of which he was a great scholar. When Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya met Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he advised the Lord to learn Vedanta philosophy from him. But later he became a student of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to understand the real meaning of Vedanta. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was so fortunate as to see the six-armed form of Lord Chaitanya known as Sadbhuj. A Sadbhuj deity is still situated at one end of the Jagannath temple. Daily Sankirtana performances take place in this part of the temple. The meeting of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is vividly described in Madhya Lila, Chapter 6. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya wrote a book of 100 verses named Chaitanya Shataka, or Shushloka Shataka. Two other verses he wrote, beginning with the words Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila 6, 254. And Kalan Neshtam Bhakti Yogam Nijaya are very famous among Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Are they in your list?
They're not.
The Gauranudesh Tipika 119 states that Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was an incarnation of Brihaspati, the learned scholar from the celestial planets, right? So naturally he's going to be good. Right? Gopinathacharya, who belonged to a respectable Brahmin family, was also an inhabitant of Navadvipa and a constant companion of the Lord. He was the husband of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's sister. In the Gauranudesh Deepika 178, it is described that he was formerly the gopi named Ratnavali. According to the opinion of others, he was an incarnation of Brahma. Okay, so Brahma arguing with Brihaspati. And in this case, Brahma was right.
Yes.
You know, as should be. He's Brahma, and Brihaspati's... Bhrigu's is... Who's the son? Brihaspati. Bhrigu, right? And Brihaspati is?
One of the Brahma's sons.
Okay.
The son of Pula.
Okay, like that. Then in this, he's the brother-in-law of the sister. So that puts him in a senior position. So, you know, they always like to have fun like that. So. Right, so then, yeah. It reverses, right? 110, 131. In the list of devotees at Jagannath Puri, which begins with Paramananda Puri, Swoop Damodar, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, and Gopinath Acharya, Kashi Mishra was the fifth, Prajumna Mishra the sixth, and Bhavananda Rai the seventh. Lord Chaitanya took great pleasure in meeting with them. Srila Prabhupada. In Jagannath Puri, Lord Chaitanya lived at the house of Kashi Mishra, who was the priest of the king. Huh. Yeah, I didn't catch that. Later, this house was inherited by Vakreshwar Parth Pandit, and then by his disciple, Gopal Guru Goswami, who established a deity of Radhakanta there. The Gorgana Jashtipika 193 states that Kashi Mishra was formerly Kubja at Mathura. Prajumna Mishra, an inhabitant of Orissa, was a great devotee of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Okay. Prajumna Mishra was born in a Brahmin family and Ramananda Rai of a non-Brahmin family. Yet Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised Prajumna Mishra to take instruction from Ramananda Rai. This incident is described in Antya Lila, Chapter 5. Bhavananda Rai was the father of Sri Ramananda Rai. His residence was in Alanath. Brahmagiri, which is about 12 miles west of Jagannath Puri. By caste, he belonged to the Karana community of Orissa, whose members were sometimes known as Kayasas and sometimes as Shudras. His son, Ramananda Rai, was the governor of Madras under the control of King Prataparudra of Jagannath Puri. Embracing Rai Bhavananda, the Lord declared to him, "You formerly appeared as Pandu, and your five sons appeared as the five Pandavas." The five sons of Bhavananda Rai were Ramananda Rai, Patanayaka Gopinath, Kalanidhi Shudhanidhi, and Nayaka Vaninath. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Bhavananda Rai, "Your five sons are all my dear devotees. Ramananda and I are one, although our bodies are different." Srila Prabhupada. The Gorgana Deshdipika 120-24 states that Ramananda Rai was formerly Arjuna. He is also considered to have been an incarnation of Gopi Lalita, although in the opinion of others he was an incarnation of Vishakha Devi. He was a most confidential devotee of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Although I am a sannyasi, my mind is sometimes perturbed when I see a woman. But Ramananda Rai is greater than me, for he is always undisturbed, even when he touches a woman." End quote. Only Ramananda Rai was endowed with the prerogative to touch a woman in this way. No one should imitate him. Unfortunately, there are rascals who imitate the activities of Ramananda Rai. We need not discuss them further. In Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's final pastimes, Ramananda Rai and Swarup Damodar always engaged in reciting suitable verses from Srimad Bhagavatam and other books to pacify the Lord's ecstatic feelings of separation from Krishna. When Lord Chaitanya went to southern India, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya advised him to meet Ramananda Rai. Declaring that there was no devotee as advanced in understanding the conjugal love of Krishna and the gopis. While touring South India, Lord Chaitanya met Ramananda Rai on the bank of the Godavari, and in their long discourses, the Lord took the position of a student, and Ramananda Rai instructed him. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu concluded these discourses by saying, "My dear Ramananda Rai, both you and I are madmen, and therefore we met intimately on an equal level." Lord Chaitanya advised Ramananda Rai to resign from his government post and come back to Jagannath Puri to live with him. Although Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu refused to see Maharaj Prataparudra because he was a king, Ramananda Rai, by a Vaishnava scheme, arranged a meeting between the Lord and the king. This is described in the Madhya Lila, chapter 12, verses 41 to 57. Sri Ramananda Rai was present during the water sports of the Lord after the Ratha Yatra festival. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu considered Sri Ramananda Rai and Sri Sanatana Goswami to be equal in their renunciation. For although Sri Ramananda Rai was a grihastha engaged in government service, and Sri Sanatana Goswami was in the renounced order of complete detachment from material activities, they were both servants of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who kept Krishna in the center of all their activities. Sri Ramananda Rai was one of the 3.5 personalities with whom Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu discussed the most confidential topics of Krishna consciousness. Footnote 6. The 3.5 are Sarup Gosai, Sri Ramananda Rai, and Sikhi Mahiti, and Sikhi Mahiti's sister. Madhavi Devi, being a woman, was considered the half. Purport to text 137. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised that so he didn't discuss very intimate things with very many people like that. So he's quite careful about who he is. So he sees, because it's a matter of tasting, it's not a matter of cheapness. So it's not an external form like that. We have forms that we use, but the point is Baba Bhakti is not about an external form. And so you have to be careful that people don't try to make it into an external form.
Yes. Also, it's not a question of demanding that you have the right to be accepted in this circle.
No, it's because it's about qualification. Because you can demand a right if you have a qualification, but who has that qualification? Not like that. So these things of rights, because then, okay, if you can say it's your right, what's your obligation? Because if you only know your rights and not your obligations, you're not actually, well informed. So your obligation is to be on that platform of devotional service that these three are on. Then you could say it's your right. But until you're on that platform, then you can't say. As if knowledge is just because it's words and there's some facts, therefore you have, it's yours to hear. So good point.
Maharaj, it seems that we have seen so many devotees, pure devotees, assistant of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and it is not mentioned that it's always mentioned they are close devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but it's never mentioned that they have a discussion so intimate with these three devotees. Past devotees, all the branches that we have had, it's never mentioned that they have so intense discussions that these three and a half devotees.
No, that's why these three are mentioned as special.
Yes.
Because they all have different relationships with the Lord and all these different things, so you have a wide variety there. And the point is these kind of things are private discussion, they're not public discussions.
Yes.
So unless the right people, like you can see, is when Lord Chaitanya was doing kirtan in the house of Srivas Thakur, I think it was, that then one night some brahmachari or something, hid in the house, and Lord Chaitanya says the mood's wrong. So then they checked, and then they found this brahmachari. But he had to go because he didn't have the right attitude. Because he was very renounced and very, like that. And he thought because of that, and he was qualified. But that wasn't the qualification, it had to be devotion. So that's the point of Vaishnavas, because they're humble, then there's no problem. But when we start saying, no, it's our rights and all that, that's not actually how Vaishnavas would actually function. So you can do it on the modern context, but then you have to admit that it's a political forum. It's not a Vaishnava forum.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? In Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's final pastimes, Ramananda Rai and Swarup Damodar always engaged in reciting suitable verses. We were there, where were we? Okay.
Footnote 6.
Yes, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised Prajumna Mishra to learn the signs of Krishna from Sri Ramananda Rai. As Subal always assisted Krishna in his dealings with Radharani and Krishna Leela, so Ramananda Rai assisted Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his feelings of separation from Krishna. Sri Ramananda Rai was the author of the Sri Jagannath Vallabha Nartaka. Tomar Krishnamurti also did some.
Jagannath.
That's different. Jagannath Priya Nataka.
Oh, that's Jagannath Priya Nataka. Okay, yeah, that's why I was getting it mixed up. Okay. Yeah, because there wasn't very many plays. So this Jagannath Vallabha Nataka, the Vidagdha Madhava, Lalita Madhava, and Sri Chaitanya Chandradaya Nataka. These seem to be the only ones that we really hear about that any of the acharyas wrote.
Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur also wrote one. Forgot the name.
Was it a full Nataka?
Just
5x. So it's not, because these are all been 10.
Okay.
So it'll have a different name. Because Nataka means 10 acts. So if it's 5 acts, it'll have a different name. 1 act, a different name.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a drama, though. I'd never heard of it. Okay. Yeah. We even heard about, I mean, they had it one time, they got it, that Prabhupada had written a drama, 1 act drama.
Mm-hmm.
And it was published in one of the Gaudiya magazines and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And back in the 70s or 80s, some Brahmachari had gone over and gotten it. And they used to perform it. But then somehow or another got lost, so I don't know. You never heard of it again. But it was kind of a farce on all these bogus, you know, swamis and stuff like that. I think the one swami was from the Murgi mission. Like that. You know. So yeah, so it was quite a goof like that. Oh, Chamakar Chandikas. But those are dramas? You sure they're dramas?
It's an act, five acts of Krishna Leela. Oh,
but is it written in drama form?
It's an original pastime, sorry.
Because I think it's just the pastimes. Yeah, the Chamakar Chandika. Who wrote that?
Vishwanath Chakravarti.
Vishwanath, yes. But it's because drama, then you have the lines, and then you give, you know, some stage directions and things like that. Who? Oh yeah. Okay, so you wrote two. Oh wow.
Something. Okay. Small book, but it's also drama.
A drama form. Yes, yes. So it'd be a form of. They would just sit. They wouldn't. Generally, it wasn't performed. I think this Jagannath Vallabha Nataka was performed, but the Chaitanya Chandradaya Nataka was never performed. So it would be just something that they would recite and hear and. You know, just because it's just another medium to express the pastime, so it has its own uniqueness in how it can express. Yeah. 110, 135 to 136. King Prataparudra of Orissa, the Oriya devotees, Krishnananda and Shivananda, and Paramananda Mahapatra, Bhagavan Acharya, Brahmananda Bharati, Sri Sikhi Mahiti, and Murari Mahiti, constantly associated with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu while he resided in Jagannath Puri. Srila Prabhupada. Prataparudra Maharaj, who belonged to the dynasty of the Ganga kings and whose capital was in Cuttack, was the emperor of Orissa and a great devotee of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It was by the arrangement of Ramananda Rai and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya that he was able to personally serve Lord Chaitanya. In the Gaura Ganodesh Deepika 1:18, it is said that King Indradumna, who established the temple of Jagannath thousands of years ago, later took birth again in his own family as Maharaj Prataparudra during the time of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Maharaj Prataparudra was as powerful as King Indra. The drama named Chaitanya Chandrajoya was written under his direction. In the Chaitanya Bhagavat Antya Kanda, Chapter 5, Paramananda Mahapatra is described as follows. Paramananda Mahapatra was among the devotees who took birth in Orissa and accepted Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as their only asset. In the ecstasy of conjugal love, he always thought of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Bhagavan Acharya, a very learned scholar, was formerly an inhabitant of Halisahara, but he left everything to live with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri. His relationship with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is friendly, like that of a cowherd boy. He was always friendly to Sarup Gosai, but he was staunchly devoted to the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He sometimes invited Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to his house. Bhagavan Acharya was very liberal and simple. His father, Satananda Khan, was completely materialistic, and his younger brother, Gopal Bhattacharya, was a staunch Mayavadi philosopher who had studied very elaborately. When his brother came to Jagannath Puri, Bhagavan Acharya wanted to hear from him about Mayavad philosophy, but Srup Damodar forbade him to do so, and there the matter stopped. Once a friend of Bhagavan Acharya's from Bengal wanted to recite a drama that he had written that was against the principles of devotional service. And although Bhagavan Acharya wanted to recite this drama before Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srup Damodar, the Lord's secretary, did not allow him to do so. Later, Srup Damodar pointed out the drama's many mistakes and its disagreements with the conclusion of devotional service. And the author became aware of the faults in his writings and then surrendered to Srup Damodar, begging his mercy. This is described in Antya Lila, Chapter 5, Verses 91 to 158. In the Gauranadesh Deepika 189, it is said that Sikhi Mahiti was formerly an assistant of Srimati Radharani, named Raga Lekha. His sister, Madhavi, was also an assistant of Srimati Radharani and was named Kala Kaili. Sikhi Mahiti, Madhavi, and their brother, Murari Mahiti, were all unalloyed devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who could not forget him for a moment of their lives. There is a book in the Odia language called Chaitanya Charita Mahakavya, in which there are many narrations about Sikhi Mahiti. One narration concerns his seeing an ecstatic dream. Sikhi Mahiti always engaged in serving the Lord in his mind. One night, while he was rendering such service, he fell asleep. And while he was asleep, his brother and sister came to awaken him. At that time, he was in full ecstasy because he was having a wonderful dream that Lord Chaitanya, while visiting the temple of Jagannath, was entering and again coming out of the body of Jagannath and looking at the Jagannath deity. Thus, as soon as he awakened, he embraced his brother and sister and informed them, "My dear brother and sister, I have had a wonderful dream that I shall now explain to you. The activities of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the son of Mother Sachi, are certainly most wonderful. I saw that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, while visiting the temple of Jagannath, was entering the body of Jagannath and again coming out of his body. I am still seeing the same dream. Do you think I have become deranged? I am still seeing the same dream. And the most wonderful thing is that as soon as I came near Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he embraced me with his long arms." As Sikhi Mahiti spoke to his brother and sister in this way, his voice faltered and there were tears in his eyes. Thus, the brothers and sisters went to the temple of Jagannath, and there they saw Lord Chaitanya in the Jagamohan Kirtan Hall, looking at the beauty of Sri Jagannath Deity, just as in Sikhi Mahiti's dream. The Lord was so magnanimous that he immediately embraced Sikhi Mahiti, exclaiming, "You are the elder brother of Murari." Being thus embraced, Sikhi Mahiti felt ecstatic transcendental bliss. Thus, he and his brother and sister always engaged in rendering service to the Lord. Murari Mahiti, the younger brother of Sikhi Mahiti, is described in the Madhya Lila, Chapter 10, Verse 44. 110.37. Madhavi Devi, the 17th of the prominent devotees, was the younger sister of Shiki Mahiti. She is considered to have formerly been a maidservant of Srimati Radharani. Srila Prabhupada. In the Antya Lila of Chaitanya Charitamrita, chapter 2, verses 104 to 106, there is the description of Madhavi Devi. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu considered her one of the maidservants of Srimati Radharani. Within this world, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had 3.5 very confidential devotees. The three were Sarup Gosai, Sri Ramananda Rai, Shiki Mahiti, and Shiki Mahiti's sister, Madhavi Devi. Being a woman was considered the half. Thus it is known that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had 3.5 confidential devotees. So it was known. So no one's, you know, out picketing or anything to try to expand the number. 110.138. Brahmachari Kashishwara was a disciple of Ishwara Puri, and Sri Govinda was another of his dear disciples. Srila Prabhupada. Govinda was the personal servant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In the Gaur-Ganadesh Deepika 137, it stated that the servants formerly named Bringara and Mangura in Vrindavan became Kashishwar and Govinda in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. Govinda was always engaged in the service of the Lord, even at great risk. 110.139-144. In the list of prominent devotees at Neelachal, Jagannath, Puri, Kashishwara was the 18th and Govinda the 19th. They both came to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Jagannath Puri, being thus ordered by Ishwara Puri at the time of his passing away. Both Kashishwara and Govinda were godbrothers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and thus the Lord duly honored them as soon as they arrived. But because Ishwara Puri had ordered them to give Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personal service, the Lord accepted their service. Govinda cared for the body of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whereas Kashishwara went in front of the Lord when he went to see Jagannath in the temple. That was the one before saying he was very big. No?
He'd control the crowds and he'd also carry the prasad.
Okay. That way no one would give him any trouble either. Right? When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the temple of Jagannath, Kashishwara, being very strong, cleared the crowds aside with his hands so that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could pass untouched. Ramai and Nandai, the 20th and 21st among the important devotees at Jagannath Puri, always assisted Govinda 24 hours a day in rendering service to the Lord. Every day, Ramai filled 22 big water pots, whereas Nandai personally assisted Govinda. Srila Prabhupada. In the Gaur-Ganadesh Deepika, it is said that two servants who formerly supplied milk and water to Lord Krishna became Ramai and Nandai in the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because you see, it's all these different devotees are there. So even though he may be, coming to taste that mood of Srimati Radharani, but that's his personal taste. And but when Krishna comes, then all his devotees, they come along with him, and they all have their services. 110.145. The 22nd devotee, Krishna Das, was born in a pure and respectable Brahmin family. While touring southern India, Lord Chaitanya took Krishna Das with him. Srila Prabhupada. Krishna Das is described in Madhya Lila, chapters 7 and 9. He went with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to carry his water pot. In the Malabar state, members of the Bhattahari cult tried to captivate Krishna Das by supplying a woman to seduce him. But although Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saved him from being harmed, when they returned to Jagannath Puri, he ordered that Krishnadas remain separated from him. For the Lord was never favorably disposed towards an associate who was attracted by a woman. Thus Krishnadas lost the personal association of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. 110.146. As a bona fide devotee, Balabhadra Bhattacharya, the 23rd principal associate, acted as the brahmachari of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he toured Mathura. Srila Prabhupada. Balabhadra Bhattacharya acted as a brahmachari or personal assistant of a sannyasi. A sannyasi is not supposed to cook. Generally, a sannyasi takes prasadam at the house of a grihastha. and a brahmachari helps in this connection. The sannyasi is supposed to be a spiritual master and a brahmachari his disciple. Balabhadra Bhattacharya acted as a brahmachari for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when the Lord toured Mathura and Vrindavan. 110 to 147. Bada Haridas and Chota Haridas, the 24th and 25th devotees of Nilachal, were good singers who always accompanied Lord Chaitanya. Srila Prabhupada, Chota Haridas was later banished from the company of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as stated in the Antya Lila, Chapter 2. 110, 148, 150. Bada Haridas means Haridas Thakur, or that's someone else?
I think it's somebody else.
It's somebody else, okay. Among the devotees who lived with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Jagannath Puri, Rama Bhadra Acharya was the 26th, Simheshwara the 27th, Tapan Acharya was the 28th, Raghunath Bhattacharya the 29th, and Nilambara the 30th. Singhabhatta was the 31st, Kamabhatta the 32nd, Shivananda the 33rd, and Kamalananda the 34th. They all formerly served Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Bengal, but later these servants left Bengal to live with the Lord in Jagannath Puri. Achyutananda, the 35th devotee, was the son of Advaitacharya. He also lived with Lord Chaitanya, taking shelter of his lotus feet at Jagannath Puri. There's a statement about Achyutananda in Chapter 12, Verse 13 of the Adi Lila. A big branch of Advaitacharya was his son, Achyutananda. From the beginning of his life, he engaged in the service of the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya. So Achyutananda was in the sons that were devotees.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, and then there were others who were not.
Yes.
Okay, so Chutananda was in those who was. Okay, that's good to know.
Maharshi, it was a three and three, no?
Yes, yeah, something
three
like that.
Three number.
Yes, yes, I think so. Yes. 110, 115 to 154. Nirloma Gangadas and Vishnudas were the 36th and 37th among the devotees who lived at Jagannath Puri as servants of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The prominent devotees of Varanasi were the physician Chandrasekhara, Tapan Misra, and Raghunath Bhattacharya, Tapan Misra's son. When Lord Chaitanya came to Varanasi after seeing Vrindavan, for 2 months he lived at the residence of Chandrasekhar Vaidya and accepted prasadam at the house of Tapan Misra. Srila Prabhupada, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Bengal, Tapan Misra approached him to discuss spiritual advancement. Thus he was favored by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and received Harinam initiation. After that, by the order of the Lord, Tapan Misra resided in Varanasi. And when Lord Chaitanya visited Varanasi, he would accept prasadam at the house, home of Tapan Misra. 110, 155 to 158. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed at the house of Tapan Misra, Raghunath Bhatta, who was then a boy, washed his dishes and massaged his legs. When Raghunath grew to be a young man, he visited Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Jagannath Puri and stayed there for 8 months. Sometimes he offered prasadam to the Lord. Later, by the order of Lord Chaitanya, Raghunath went to Vrindavan and remained there under the shelter of Srila Rupa Goswami. While he stayed with Srila Rupa Goswami, his engagement was to recite Srimad Bhagavatam for him to hear. As a result of this Bhagavatam recitation, he attained perfectional love of Krishna, by which he remained always maddened. Om Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki, Samaveta Bhaktivinda ki, Jai Nitai Gaura Premanandi ki.